Welcome in to our Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. The Nailers have a 3-2 lead over the Toledo Walleye through 40 minutes of play tonight, and I am very excited to welcome into the Herb Electric broadcast booth our city manager, the one and only Bob Heron. And Bob, you're a hockey fan your whole life, so opening night has to be a big-time holiday on your calendar,
it is.
Right?
Yeah, it is. It's an exciting time. Looking forward to another great hockey season. I've been an ECHL fan since 1992, so absolutely love it. I'm glad the Wheeling Nailers are here and look forward to a great year.
Also, since 1992 until this summer was the ice system, and that was the big-time project that went on. What was it like to be able to watch the process as the folks from Everything Ice dug through all the concrete, ripped up all that 30-year-old concrete, and then started from scratch to take that in? Must have been pretty cool.
It was. I've been around a lot of public works projects, but I've never been involved in a project where ice surface has been put in, new system has been put in, and it was amazing how it was done, the efficiency of it. We're very fortunate that we had Everything Ice, who is out of Johnstown, and I can tell you, in dealing with them, that they have an international reputation. And just a great company. And, of course, a couple of local contractors were used as well. So it went very smooth. And as a result, you know, we've got brand new ice here tonight and looking forward to another 20 or 30 years of this ice.
How much did you get a chance to get down here, get the cell phone camera out, really take a chance to enjoy each step of the process and try and learn and basically suck up what they were doing as they were going along?
Well, I had the advantage of being here when the temporary ice was put in and the mechanics of how that happened. And then when this project started, I was down here just about every other day. And the time-lapse video that you showed at the beginning of the game was very interesting just the way the process was and the fact that a lot of people don't realize that the floor in the arena now is not the original floor, that the original floor is about a foot lower than what this what the floor is now. So it's an interesting process, and I'm glad it ended up being successfully completed.
That was one of my favorite stories when we did the Lasting Legacy documentary last year celebrating 30 years of hockey in Wheeling, and Denny Magruder said that they had to raise the arena floor up to put ice in back in 1992. So that's why you have to take those two steps up the stairs.
That's exactly
to
right.
Get on the arena floor. Yeah. So are you able to kind of take us through the step-by-step process on what they did to take out the old and put in the new?
Well, yeah. I mean, the temporary surface was laid over the original floor, so obviously that came out. But, excuse me, the old system was in the concrete, so it had to be cut out. And then they put a heating system underneath, which a lot of people don't understand, because you don't want frost to go down into the concrete. Put sand over that, piping sand, and then came in, put a layer of concrete on that, and then put the system in over top of that, and then put concrete over that. There's only about a quarter of an inch to half inch of concrete above the pipes, and there's 12 miles of pipes, cooling pipes, in the system right now.
So you're going from West Banco Arena all the way past the Highlands
yes.
to be able to do all the piping that it requires to go up and down the West Banco Arena.
And yeah, now the piping is more of a PCP or PC PC or plastic type material as opposed to the old, which corroded, which was copper and steel. So it should last a whole lot longer.
I heard you mention the heat, and people would think you're crazy saying that you use heat to be able to freeze something, but it actually does work with the chemicals in that fashion, huh?
Well, it does, and you don't really heat it too much. You just don't want the frost from the ice to go too far into the ground, and the little heating system keeps that from happening. Plus, when it's time to melt the ice for other events, it helps with that as well.
This building is so great. The history, the feel of it, you've got the fans. Like, you look behind the nets where you have them literally right on top of the players. But how cool is it to be able to put these modern amenities? Because this ice system is a huge upgrade, not only over the temporary, but what you had over 30 years. You're using, like you said, different piping. You're using different chemicals. Like, this is a different world, and I can hear it already from the players how much better this is this year.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because ultimately the success is geared by the reaction from the players. and I have heard that they're very pleased with it. But you know, it's you know, it's something that the, you mentioned the chemicals. You know, Freon used to be you know, sent through the system. Now it's a glyco material, a lot easier to obtain, lot less expensive, and it does a much better job. So all around, it's a great system, state of the art, and you know, it's going to serve us well.
We obviously use it for all of our home games and practices, but this gets a lot of use in the community as well. I know you're very involved because of your family with the youth hockey program here. You've got shows like Symphony on Ice who can benefit from this. Who else can really benefit from this project and its success?
Well, we're blessed to have this building. I mean, not only is it the home of the Nailers, and it is spectacular. I mean, we've done a lot of improvements here to make it, you know, as modern as we possibly can, but it's also a community building. And the fact that high school kids play here, youth hockey kids play here, figure skaters skate here, Symphony on Ice, Disney on Ice, all those type of things that can come to this building as a result of having an ice surface. It's just an added plus to an arena that's, you know, already very busy, but when you add the ice component, it just makes it so much better. And for a community this size, to not only have an arena like this, but have an arena with ice in it is just an added bonus.
We're celebrating our 31st season of professional hockey in the Ohio Valley. What do the Wheeling Nailers mean to the city of Wheeling?
Well, they're an economic engine for one thing, but they contribute to the quality of life of the community. To have a major tenant such as the Wheeling Nailers from an outstanding league like the ECHL in a city this size is just huge. You know, the fact that they bring, you know, several thousand people, tens of thousands of people downtown every year, you know, that creates economic development for restaurants, the arena, you know, all that goes into having that many people in your downtown, you know, it's just a plus and an economic a boost for the entire community.
Well, Bob, we can't thank you and everybody at the City of Wheeling for all their incredible support all 31 years, continuing to give the Wheeling Nailers the tools to be able to compete with the best of the best in the ECHL, draw top talent here, and, of course, another humongous project this year to make our ice the best in the league. So thank you for everything that you and everybody do.
Thank you, DJ. Appreciate it very much.
Bob Heron, the city manager of the City of Wheeling, joining us on our Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. Isaac and I will recap the second period next on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.